Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that come and get them put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream, the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, grab your shadow to call. Check out the archives and touch with the shows, plenty of content for you to get. Do everything free to download the stream, oh yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we be revived, our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made grind, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
live
forever, bitch, we coming in strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. This is episode 437, Murder Master Music Show, double episode. First up, we got Detroit veteran Dogmatic K Stone. Then we got Bishop of Chinaman Records. It's going to be a dope show. And then make sure you tune in tomorrow. We got another show lined up. Matter of fact, a week, before I even tell you who we got tomorrow, a week from today, we got DJ Paul. He's going to be on the show again. So, you know what I'm saying, be looking for that. But let me bring on my co-host real quick. We got Pittsburgh Pat, Mac J. How you guys doing?
Yes, sir.
Yo, I'm good, Prez. Prez, did you get that Paul show on Wednesday?
Yeah, actually it is. It is. It's on Wednesday the 30th. You know what I'm saying? And it's on at 9:30 p.m. Central instead of 9. So make sure to check us out then. But, yeah, man, I'm telling you what, it's going to be great. We got the Sleepwalkers tomorrow. They're going to be coming on. They actually did work with Speaking of Detroit. You know, they did a song with Nodis. You know, with TNT at the beginning, I mean, he's speaking on it and stuff. It's dope to hear all three members of Nodis on there. They also did a lot of stuff with Gangsta Nip, of course. The whole album was produced by the homie D-Tag, so be looking for that tomorrow. But before we bring on our first guest, tell us a little bit about him, Dogmatic K Stone out of Detroit.
Oh, man, he's a Detroit legend, man. You know what I mean? Grew up around like Jack Frost and Dice, man. He's been putting work in for a long time. And, you know, last week, well, I guess it was almost 2 weeks ago, I had the Detroit episode of the Hip Hop Roundtable with him, and he was on there with Dice and Jack Frost and everybody. So I figured, man, he got an album out, and it's pretty good, man. So I figured, let's bring him on.
Definitely. Let's bring him on right now. Without further ado, this is Dogmatic K Stone. What's up, fam?
What's up, man? What's popping with you, bro?
Okay, Stone, what up, man?
What up? Can you, yo,
what's the deal, bro? What's popping with you?
Man, just chilling, man.
Hey, Rod, what's going on?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, man. Yo, yeah, I can hear you, man. Yeah, thanks for having me, bro. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, we appreciated you calling into the Detroit episode of my show a couple weeks ago, and you sent me a few tracks. I was really feeling them. I'm like, man, we got to bring dude on the regular show. You know what I mean? Give people a little
Yeah, man.
So, is that album out right now?
Yeah, the album is out right now, man. It's available, man. The links are up on all of my social media sites, man. You know what I'm saying? Go check it out. It's on cdbaby.com. If you want to get the download, you know what I mean? If you want to, if you want a hard copy, all you got to do is just shoot me an inbox to my Instagram or to my Twitter, which is Dogmatic K-Stone, Dogmatic313. You know what I mean? I'll send you out a hard copy, signed copy. If you want to just get the download copy, you can go to CD Baby right now, iTunes, just Google or look up Dogmatic 313,000. That's 313,000. All right?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Hey, Dogmatic, for our listeners tuning in, give everybody a brief history about yourself, you know what I'm saying, when you got involved in hip-hop.
Oh, man. I put out my first record, man, in the ninth grade. It was called Hot to Try. It did, and that was like back in 1990, man. And it did really wow. well in the hood. And, you know, they had a thing called, you know, the New Dance Show in Detroit. And, you know, we really got hot around that time. And it was a lot of, you know, publicity from that one record I did. And so I got a little bagging. We ended up going to Houston. I met the Ghetto Boys. And I was actually there when they recorded Mind Playing Tricks on Me, which that's a little piece of history that people don't know. I was actually in the studio when they did that record with Doug King, the producer. Shout out to Doug King. And I was just happy to be a part of history, and I was just a kid, you know, and came back to Detroit off learning from that and just started furthering my shit as K-Stone. I actually got signed to Ichiban, which is a label out of Atlanta, and that was in 93, and we did a 601 album. I toured with MC Breeze from that point because we were label mates. He was on the same label, and he came out with Gotta Get Mine that year. And I toured as a opening act for MC Breeze. I did that for a whole year. And then we came with the 313 album in 94, and that was also on Ichiban Records. And that started the wave of 313. That started everybody saying 313, period. And then Biggie popped it off with the 313s, you know, and then that just started the whole wave of everybody using area codes. So I mean, you know, I'm not trying to make a long story out of it, but you say give you history, but I got a long history, bro. But
you're going way back with it. When you were there at the Ghetto Boys, was there any talks with you and Jay Prince of possibly signing the Rap-A-Lot at that time?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. There was a guy from Detroit that him and Jay Prince were friends, and that's how I met. That's how I met all of them, and they had all the clubs in Houston popping with the Ghetto Boys, and the Ghetto Boys were kind of like a local act themselves, and so we was connecting on the rap level. So we flew down to Houston to, you know, just to get some pointers, because these guys already had studios and everything. Like Jay Prince and them was already doing the damn thing in Houston big. So them two being friends, there was this guy named Mays, Marcel Mays. He the one who flew to Houston, and I met Jay Prince. I met DJ Ready Red, and he actually produced on my first album, on the 601 album. And if you go back and look at the credits, you'll see, you know, DJ Ready Red produced two tracks on there. And it was done in the same studio that they did Mind Playing Tricks on Me at in Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow.
And and I was there when they actually cut that record. It was crazy. And I was like 16, bro. So I was like, they brought me down, like, okay, yeah, we got rappers. Yeah, I got rappers, you know. I was like, yeah. And I got there, you know, I met all them dudes, you know what I mean? I was cool with I'm going way back, but he had groups that y'all probably don't even remember, like the Def Four and Raheem and all those guys. Well, all those guys were still around, you know, and I'm just like, you know, just in the studio trying to sit back and learn, because they brought me there to learn. I wasn't there to really do anything, but, you know, you sit back, you see what these guys doing. find out how to make a record, you know what I mean? And I'm there looking at this dude that they're calling Brad, and at the time, and then, you know, wow, who's noted that? That's Scarface, you know what I mean? So, like, wow, I'm sitting here watching Scarface record, and to me, he's this guy named Brad that I just met. And it's crazy, man, that I was a part of that history. And that's just one half, you know. And then once from the 313 era up, you know, that's when, I started the 313 wave. And then after then, you know, doing all of the freestyle sessions on 6 Mile and even at the hip hop shop, me and Proof got cool during that time in the 90s. And then we did a record together back in 92 or 91 called Sinus Divinus with all the rappers from Detroit. They got us all together to do this record, and me and Proof, we teamed up on that record for the first time way back before there was a D12 or Eminem or any of that stuff. And that's how me and him really came to be friends. And then once I branched off and did my thing in Atlanta, touring with Breed and all of that, I come back to the D about, 97, and he, they calling me like, yo, Dre just signed Marshall, I'm like, who? He's like, who? He's like, the white boy from the hip hop shop, Dr. Dre just signed. This was like 97. And I'm like, wow, for real? Like, wow, everybody was excited. Like, what is he going to do with Marshall? What is he going to do with Eminem, And so when he came out with the My Name Is, I'm looking on MTV like, shit, this dude, he doing the damn thing. And Proof told me that shit was going down. So they got the Chronic tour and all that shit happened like the following year or so. And I moved back to Detroit. And Proof is back. He's on tour with them. And he calls me like, yo, I'm in town. He gave me passes to the Chronic tour. We hooked up. We got into the studio and we cut the first Promatic record, which was Tear This Bitch Up. And that record, we recorded it. Proof loved it. He said, let's do another one. Then we did another one. Then we did another one. Then another one. Another one. And next thing you know, we had a whole fucking album, and that shit was going down in between 2001 and 2002. And then we dropped the Promatic. We ended up deciding not to go with Shady and going, because we could have, we took it to Shady first, and but then we ended up going with another direction, being that we didn't want to have any, he was already signed as D12, so we had to take a different route. We didn't want to conflict the interest, so we ended up doing Promatic on another label, which is was an indie label, rap. It's called Rap Now, but back then, what the fuck was that label? But anyway, the Promatic label, you know what it is. I don't even want to say the label's name because they didn't pay me right. But anyway, we did the Promatic in 02. Yeah, we did it in 02, 03. So that's it, man. So now I'm going to give it back to you. But that's my history all the way up until now. And then everybody know that, we lost Proof in 06. And, I've been dropping mixtapes and everything since when Proof was alive, I started. But, I've been dropping my own mixtapes since 2005. So we 10 years sped up, and we're right here at 313,000, which is going to be my final release. So everybody need to go get it. The shit is fire. All the DJs are calling back. They're like, this shit is like your best work. And I'm like, wow, really? I'm not insulted, but I'm like, wow, really my best work? So that's cool. So, 313,000 is straight flames. You know what I mean? Go get it. 15 shots to the dome. This is going to be the last. This is going to be the last Dogmatic album, man. This is going to be the last Dogmatic album. This is going to be it. But it's well rounded. It's a bit of the past, present, and the future. It's dope as fuck. It's lyrical. It's got everything you need. I sent you a few tracks, but it's not the whole album. Yeah. But y'all need to get the whole album. Yeah, man, it's crazy. It's got some interludes from Proof saying some important things. It's really nice, man.
No, I'll tell you this one.
answer your question, Pat. We'll
Let's go to our track.
What's that now?
Yeah, Pat, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
No,
let's go to a track real quick.
Yo, what y'all get ready to drop?
What the fuck?
Oh, okay, yo, what the fuck? AKA niggas act like bitches. And that's just to say, that speaks to that song right there is the opening song to the album, and it just speaks to today's generation of hip hop and just the state of mind of what's going on. It's like people are switching positions. You know, it's like it's a lot of genders, position switching, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not taking a side on any of it per se, but I'm just saying what it is that when male acts like female, female acts like male. And we need to understand that, you know what I'm saying, and what that dynamic means to the world, period, not just hip hop. So that's what that song is about. So it's called What the Fuck, because it's really like what the fuck. But the subtitle is Niggas Act Like Bitches. But yeah, Pop, go ahead and pop that off, man. It's good record, man. People need to hear that.
Definitely. Be right back with Dogmatic K Stone. Don't go nowhere.
Good morning. Welcome to 313,000, y'all. So being that the year of the whole nigga is over, real hip-hop is now in full effect. Sick of the way these bitch-ass niggas acting. Yo,
niggas act like bitches act like niggas. Niggas act like bitches. These bitches act like niggas. Man, when niggas act like bitches, these bitches act like niggas. When niggas act like bitches, these bitches act like niggas. Niggas act like bitches, feminine ways, yelling, stitching, unrealistic lies and licking dick for fiction. In competition with females and sissies, being pissy, unmanlike, tight clothes, man dyke, beat his ass on Van Dyke. Niggas soft as paper kite, got bitches out here laying pipe. Niggas tucking dicks between they legs, chicks be quick to fight. I can't understand these niggas talking all soft spoken. Bitches talking shit loud as hell with they mouths open. Dog ran off on your plug a couple times, but the female came back with the sack and bought nine. What the fuck is going on? Man, these hotties be the hustlers, and these niggas be get busters, sucking they nuts in by the clusters. I'm a real motherfucker, calling shit like I see it. You can take it, you can leave it. It's the truth, but you don't believe it. You's a stupid ass bitch, acting like a nigga, but you need to fall back, cause you ain't got no dick to give. Niggas act like bitches, and bitches act like niggas. These niggas act like bitches, these bitches act like niggas. Man, when niggas act like bitches, these bitches act like niggas. When niggas act like bitches, these bitches act like niggas. Bitches act like niggas, rockin' snapbacks, pullin' triggers, cut their hair and try to hide their titties. What a pity for pitiful, plentiful, and gritty. I don't know how these niggas let these bitches take the city. Shitty, we used to pimp these hoes, now it's gimme. These niggas soft as fuck, now they wearing pink and trendy. These girls so hard, these boys so soft. Hit the hood and check the trap, I bet a woman is the boss. Man, these lanes buying pussy, they don't care how much it costs. But the homie Snoop told me not to love these hoes at all. What the fuck happened? Bitches got these niggas on call, and they operating as if they don't even have one ball at all. I'm appalled. Niggas act like bitches, and bitches act like niggas. These niggas act like bitches, these bitches act like niggas. Man, when niggas act like bitches, these bitches act like niggas. When niggas act like bitches, these bitches act like niggas.
Matic, Pro-matic for life. Detroit, 313 original, baby. 313,000. Let's go.
Them niggas ain't nothing but a bunch of kittens and DJs, nigga. All they do is scratch. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Them niggas ain't doing nothing out here, baby. Doing nothing. It don't even matter about the budget, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's a pragmatic thing, you know what I'm saying?
Man. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, that's as real as it gets, though, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, y'all, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it, man. I took my time with this one because I knew it was going to be it. But I'm glad y'all are feeling it, man. It's much more on there. Much more.
No doubt. Now, I wanted to ask you this, man. You mentioned the hip-hop shop earlier. Now, coming up in Detroit, I always heard there was kind of like two underground scenes in Detroit. There was like the hip-hop shop of the battle rappers and then the Eshan side, like that route, the independent route. You know what I mean? Like,
definitely was.
Did you ever cross paths with those guys too? Like Eshan and ICP and all those people?
Yeah, definitely. See, like, I can't speak for others, but me, like, I always been the type of artist that was connected with both sides of the fence, because I was born on downtown Detroit at Hustle Hospital. I was raised on the west side. My grandma lived on the east side, so I spent my summers on the east side. I went to school on the west side. When I grew up and got my own house, I lived on the east side, so I always was connected with both sides. So during my time in hip-hop, I would run into a Proof because I was from the west side, and he was like, you know, he used to be on 6 Mile, then on 7 Mile, went to Osborne with my sister, you know, me and my half-sister. So it was like I was connected, met him through different ways like that, and doing records, messing around with studios on the east side, the west side, everybody. I knew rappers like Amir the Merciless, west side rappers like that, guys that was doing things on the west and the east. So it was kind of like how it is today. You got your rappers from the west side, then you got your east side rappers, kind of like the T-Grizzly style, which is more of an east side type of style. Then you got your Big Sean type of dudes that's kind of got that different type of aspect of hip-hop. So I was always kind of in the middle. So, I came up a little different. I wouldn't put myself in any category. But, yeah, to answer your question, I crossed both paths many times, you know. And so did Proof. We he was a guy that was, like he used to say, Proof used to say, we side, like west and east together. He'd say, I'm from the we side, nigga. And that's how I see myself, you know. So, yeah, I crossed both paths because, you know, I'm cousins
Proof
with.
Always seemed like he was, like, of course, that whole beef with Eminem and Eshan happened, but Proof always kind of seemed like he was just a universal dude that he could fit in wherever he was, like, you know what I mean? Not only in Detroit, just anywhere. Like, he seemed like he commanded that respect wherever he went. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What
were
your last memories of Proof? Like, when was the last time you talked to him before that?
Last time me and Proof, man. I always think about that. Because the last time I seen Proof was at the studio in Oak Park. In Oak Park, Michigan, a studio that we had Sick Notes. That was me and my production company, me and my nephew. He goes by D Notes now, but Sick Notes at the time, we had a studio in Oak Park. And I came in town because I was living in Atlanta still at that time. And this was like, it was in 06. It was like right, maybe it was like in February. And we lost him in April. So it was actually 2 months, and I flew in to record some Promatic stuff with him, and so we did a couple of records, and we had a very good night, man. It was a really good night, you know, and we finished the records, and that night I decided not to go out with them And I said, I'm going to go ahead, man, because I just had came into town. It was snow everywhere. But, you know, Proof, he wanted to hang out. And I'm like, yo, man, I love y'all, man. We said we loved each other, man. I walked out the studio, and that was the last time I seen him because I didn't get a chance to run back into him before I left out back for Atlanta. And so maybe about 6 weeks later, Bizarre gave me the call, and actually it was more than Bizarre, but it was me and Bizarre was in Atlanta when it happened, and a couple of people called and said a D12 member got shot last night in Detroit, and I'm like, they said they don't know which one it was, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know who it is. You know, we didn't know which member that it was, but then I got the call from Bizarre and said, yeah, it was Proof, and I just broke down, and then I went, and me and Bizarre decided to get together that day, so I drove over to his house, and we just, you know, we was on the phone. He was on the phone with him and on the phone with everybody from Detroit, and it was just a crazy day. And then, you know, Bizarre actually bought my ticket home to Detroit so I could, you know, come back home and you know, congregate with everybody and go to the funeral and everything. So, yeah, that's how it happened, you know, for me. That's where I was at when that happened. Crazy day, man.
Friends. Yeah, you guys were actually friends. He wasn't just like a local rapper to you. How hard was that for you to overcome to, like, continue to do music? Because I know when that happened, like, Eminem fell off, and it took him a while to even be able to talk about it and to feel comfortable doing music. Like, did you run into the same problem?
Yeah, I think we all, I think everybody that was connected to Proof had a standstill moment after his death. Because it was like everything, that guy was holding everybody up. You know what I mean? He was holding him up. He was holding D12 up. He was holding me up. He was holding 5Ella up. You know, it was crazy. He was holding Iron Fist. He was holding them up. And then when Proof, when he was just gone like that, like, boom, he was gone. It was a crazy reality. And everybody was at a standstill moment. We was all in shock. Everybody was in awe. I don't think I made I maybe made one record until after he died, and I didn't make another record, you know, for a couple of years after that. I don't think M did either. No, I mean, we was just like, he was our inspiration. But then I had to use my memory of him and everything that he showed me and taught me about the game to keep moving. And you know, that made me better after that too. But yeah, man, I had that moment. That was like, what the fuck? Because Proof was my plug to everything.
That's the one thing about Proof is he always shared game with everybody. And no matter how big he got, he was always doing stuff for local guys too. And I think that rubbed off on a lot of the guys in D12 because we had Swifty on here. And right around the time Swifty was on here, like, I have some friends that do shows in Detroit and stuff, and they be posting pictures with them, and they think, yeah, man, he's always trying to give us advice and everything like that. And I think that is something that he learned from Proof, is to always.
It is, man. I can believe that. Because Proof is the type of guy that would just, you know, he'd be on MTV one day, and then he'd be knocking at your door the next day, and you'd be like, oh, shit, you was just on TV. Motherfucker, what you doing here? He like, you still my nigga. I'm here, you know? And that's the type of dude he was. And if it was a kid that said, yo, you know, I'm trying to rap, I'm serious about what I'm doing, he's like, okay, well, where you at? Where you doing? Where's your setup? He'd come over there and drop a verse, free of charge. You got Proof in your studio rapping up 16 bars for you for free out of love. You just can't beat that. And I think that's why his legacy has lasted so long, man, because he was such a powerful entity in Detroit, man, and just everywhere, not even just Detroit. You know, you be in Jersey and dudes know Proof Proof will come to their studio and do drops, do verses, and just showing love everywhere, man. That's how he was, you know.
Yeah, man. No doubt, man. Rest in peace to Proof, man. That's a big loss.
Yeah.
Hip hop, general. You know,
yeah,
I mean, not only
yeah.
that in general. You know what I mean?
But
mm-hmm. rest in peace, man.
Most definitely.
Talk about your album a little more, though, man. You got any features on this?
Yeah, I got a few features. I got Jay Smooth. He's been with me for a long time, man. He was one of the top producers on the album, and he's also featured on one of my singles called Pull Up. And, I mean, you know, we killing it, man. That's really hot, man. And then I got I also got Big Hurt from Detroit, one of the veterans. You know, I wanted to make sure I fuck with somebody that can really keep up with me on some shit. So I got Big Herc on this track called So Detroit. He's so suited for it, and it's really dope, you know what I mean? And it's everybody, if you're from Detroit, you're definitely going to feel it. If you ain't, you don't got no pulse, for real. So, yeah, that's really in my son. My son, Kevin Bailey, he's featured on the album. He actually has his own solo track called Cerberus. His bananas, he's the future, and he's actually what I'm going to be concentrating on. And you know, that's the only reason why I'm going to make this my last project, because of him, you know, because it's really because of him. And I got somebody to pass it to that I feel like that now I can sit down. When I hear him flow, I feel like now, yeah, man, when I hear him, I feel like I can sit down now. I really do. So, yeah, Kevin Bailey, that's one of the features. So be on the lookout. And he's on the album, too. Bananas, man. Got to get it.
Hell yeah. So you've been recording music since 1990, when you were like 16
yeah.
years old. Here we are 27 years later.
Yeah.
You worked with DJ Ready Red. You toured with MC Breeze. Had a good relationship with Proof. Do you feel that you've accomplished everything you wanted to accomplish? Is that part of the reason why you're done?
And you know what? Not to toot my own horn, but I guess I have to toot it or nobody else will. But I was put into the Detroit Institute of Art Museum this year for the Decipher edition of the exhibit. And I'm in there as a legendary hip hop artist and the founder of 313, and I'm really, really proud of that accomplishment. And that makes me that's really going to finish off my book for me right there, that I got to make it into the Detroit Institute of Art as the founder of 313. So every time you hear somebody say 313, you know what I mean, you know, that's me, and I'm proud of that. And So I'll add that to my resume, too. So I don't suck, but, you know, yeah, man. What, say that again?
I said, as you should be, man. Like, you're
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, and so I wouldn't say I feel like I accomplished everything, but I feel like I made a mark. I made my mark, you know, and I feel like I can hand it off to somebody that I can trust it with, that I can trust this legacy with. So with Kevin Bailey, I'm gonna be chilling.
You gotta bring him on next time.
Put it this way, man. I heard you for the first time when I was I was probably like 9 years old. It was probably around like 1995.
And wow.
We're in 2017, and I want to interview you. You know what I mean? Like, you definitely made the mark. You know what I'm saying? You can say a lot of things that other people can't. So that's why,
man,
I want to.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate that, man.
We got a couple callers for you, Dogmatic. First one here. Let's bring on the homie Exit Only, man. I noticed he's been on for a minute. What's up, Exit?
What's going on with your fam? Everybody good? What's up, Pittsburgh?
What up?
What up, Joe?
Dogmatic, bro. I gotta salute you, man. First of all, I'm I'm hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I'm not only an artist, I'm a fan of the craft. I think Houston and Detroit have elements in it that makes it pure hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Most cats in Detroit, they're actually, you know what I'm saying, work a job and steal a bus of 16 that be fucking mind spectacular. They do the same in Texas. I respect that. You one of the coolest out there, you know what I'm saying? And I feel you're ready to pull from the game, you know what I'm saying? Especially since you see your protege coming up, you know what I'm saying, in the ring. But what's right. in you is in you, you know what I'm saying? So it will be some more that will come up, you know what I'm saying, a little later on in life, because this is literally what you do. Now, I got a question, and then I'm going to be through talking. The question is this here. What the fuck is the shit? And when I say that, I think that's the opinion of a lot of people who are in this world who are hesitant about opening their mouth saying a lot of shit because, fuck it, this is UGS, so I can say what I want to. Everybody know they so fucking sensitive, and they take shit so heartily. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because what Obie Trice just went through. You know what I'm saying? He just dropped a joint and the I don't even know the letters, so I ain't gonna even call it, you know what I'm saying, bacon, lettuce, cheese, whatever, I don't know. But they attacked the shit out of Obie. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel like because what the fuck is shit? I mean, hey, what the fuck? Do you feel like you're gonna get some backlash from that?
I'm expecting it. I mean, I'm expecting it if the record gets. I mean, right now the record is getting a good response from all the DJs, and but it's like the first two, three weeks out. So I'm expecting on this back to school wave that maybe, you know, when the record starts gets a little. If that record gets bigger, then it's gonna be some backlash. But I mean, you know, I'm not trying to. All I'm doing is what I've been doing is I'm pointing out something that is obvious, that's on the tip of everybody's tongue, but nobody wants to say it. So I'm an artist, and I need to pinch that nerve, and I need to open that door that everybody's afraid to open. And that's what it is. I mean, you know, so you got, you know, we see it right in our face every day. These niggas act like bitches. I mean, it's just what it is, bro. And, you know.
And I salute you for doing that, bro. I really do. I salute you for taking that stand and putting that shit out there, because you're right. We say it every day. I just call them bitches, male bitches, because that's really what they are. And it's a new breed that I'm not familiar with. I mean, I really don't understand this shit by a hair.
I call them swaggers.
So, yeah. That's the other one, swaggers, yeah. Because I really have no understanding what make a man cut a motherfucker chick's tie because she want to leave him. That, like, the craziest bitch shit I ever seen. So I feel you. I salute you for standing up saying it. Like I said, I know everybody within my family circle feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? Just keep doing what you're doing, man. Push that shit because that's going to fly.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. We got another thanks a lot, Exit. I appreciate you. We got one more caller, K-Stone. This is the homie Sin from France.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Pat. Hi, K-Stone. Yes, can you tell us about the Doom King, the Ghetto Boys brothers, who did two songs for your first album?
He spoke on that, Sin, I believe. Oh, Doug King?
Damn, hello?
You want to know what it was like working with Doug King? Yeah.
Yo, damn. When did y'all lose me, man? I was trying to answer my man. I must have got cut.
No, we just lost you right at the beginning of this question. He just asked about what it was like working with Doug King on your first album.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, it was cool, man. I wish I could have a way to get back in touch with that dude. He showed me a lot, man. That dude was on that SP-1200, man. He was bad, man. Little white guy, man, making all of that shit that the Ghetto Boys were spitting on. You would never know. I mean, just a little nerdy-looking white guy, man. Doug King, man, and he was you know right up under Jay Prince. They had a they put their thing down in a condominium, set the whole studio up in there, the microphone in the stairwell, and we were cutting vocals right there, and it was dope, and it was one of the best experiences of my life as a high school kid to be able to go back to school with those types of experiences. With my summers, you know what I mean? Like, most kids was probably went to Six Flags. You know, me, I was in the studio with the Ghetto Boys. So that, I mean, that was my life, you know what I mean? It's crazy. So wait till the book comes, because it's time for me to write some shit down.
Well, I tell you what, we definitely looking forward to that book, Dogmatic. Before you go, we got our next guest coming up here in a second. But before you go, I want to give you the floor. Give them any links or, social media where they can get the album, and then just say whatever you feel, brother. The floor is yours.
Oh, no doubt. I just want, first of all, the first caller, man, we got cut off a little bit, man, but I want to salute you for saluting me, man. I appreciate you, brother. I didn't really get your name, but. I thank you, man, for buying the album and appreciating it. And no doubt, man. And I just want everybody to know that I'm still relevant. Go cop this album, Dogmatic 313,000. It's really worth it. If you love hip hop, if you really want to hear some real shit, you want to hear some bars, you want to, you know, you tired of the mumble rap and all of the other stuff that's not quality, you want to hear some real shit from somebody who learn how to make records from real rappers, go get that Dogmatic 313,000. Get it on your playlist, man. And I appreciate y'all for having me on the show. Everybody
thanks
in Pittsburgh for tuning in.
Yeah
man, I appreciate y'all, brothers.
And thanks for doing that show 2 weeks ago, too, with Dice and Jack Frost, man. And thanks for coming back tonight, man. I really appreciate that, bro.
No doubt, man. And I appreciate y'all brothers having me, man. I'm glad you like the record, man. Go ahead and rotate that thing. If y'all want to go check it out, man, y'all want to download it, go to cdbaby.com. You can get the download. If you want to get it from my social media, you can get the link right at Dogmatic K Stone on Facebook, Dogmatic K Stone on Instagram, Dogmatic 313 on Twitter. So go get the link or just go to cdbaby.com and get it. Holler at your boy, man. I love y'all.
Dogmatic,
oh, yeah, man.
Thanks again for coming on. And I'll tell you what, before we go to our next guest, which is Bishop of China Man Records, we're going to go off into this song called Breathe In. Man, why don't you intro this for us as we leave, brother?
Oh, yeah, man. This is called Breathe In. It's featuring B-Def, and that's one of the features I forgot to mention. But this is like my brother, my Ace Boom Coon, and that's probably why I forgot to even mention this dude. But he's one of the dopest MCs out of Detroit, and he's featured on here with me, and it's called Breathe or Breathe In, however you want to put it. But it's real hip-hop, man, so this is Dogmatic. Breathe In, featuring B-Def on the 313,000 album. Go get it.
once again. Check this out. Block with another beast.
for the Jeeps, this is for the club, this is for the blood, this is for the love, this is for my peeps. Breathe in. This one here is for the world, this is for the girls, this is for the beach, this is for the block, this is for the heads, this is for the streets. Breathe in. This one here is for the hood, this is for the Jeeps, this is for the club, this is for the blood, this is for the love, this is for my peeps. Breathe in. This one here is for the world, this is for the girls, this is for the beach, this is for the block, this is for the heads, this is for the streets. Breathe in.
I'm the cool brain. Suckers counting minds to obtain. Me and BB blowing green leaves, putting suckers on a shame. Cause when it comes to this hip hop, man, I drop so insane. Yeah, I gotta bring the pain. I'm protecting my reign. Blood's running through my veins. It's a wonder how a nigga stay sane. It's kinda like cocaine. No chasing, man, I'm on it plain. Listen to these suckers rapping on the radio, it sounds so lame. Nigga, say my name. Homie, that'll be the dopest that you ever came. Wanna catch up to a boss, then boss up, I'm saying. Underground, nigga, on the top of us, every single game plan. I pick apart every sucker spitting with no harder than I make them fan.
Breathe in. This one here is for the hood, this is for the Jeeps, this is for the club, this is for the blood, this is for the love, this is for my peeps. Breathe in. This one here is for the world, this is for the girls, this is for the beach, this is for the block, this is for the head, this is for the streets. Breathe in. This one here is for the hood, this is for the Jeeps, this is for the club, this is for the blood, this is for the love, this is for my peeps. Breathe in. This one here is for the world, this is for the girls, this is for the beats, this is for the block, this is for the heads, this is for the streets. Breathe in. This one here is for the hood, this is for the Jeeps, this is for the club, this is for the blood, this is for the love, this is for my peeps. Breathe in. This one here is for the world, this is for the girls, this is for the beats, this is for the block, this is for the heads, this is for the streets. Breathe in.
That's what I'm talking about.
My name is Deshaun Dupree Hogan. I was born
313,000. It's available everywhere right now. You know what I'm saying? Man, that was a dope interview, man. Very, very informative. A lot of history from Detroit, and also
more history than I knew. Yeah, more history than I knew. I had no idea about him working with Reddy Red, and you know, being in the studio together. Well, I didn't know none of that. No,
shout out to the homie Jay Reddy Red. We just had him on a couple weeks back, but now we're going down to Miami. You know what I'm saying? Home of Fresh Kid Ice, China Man Records. Rest in peace, Fresh Kid Ice. You know what I'm saying? Huge loss to the game, man. Because like I said, this guy pioneered. You know what I'm saying? Not only the South, but also the West Coast too. He was one of the early pioneers doing it back then. So we're gonna bring on. We're going to bring on Bishop, China Man Records, right now, man. What's up, Bishop?
Yo, what's good, man? What up, man? Pleasure to be here, man. Thank you all for this opportunity, man. Straight up.
Man, thank you for coming on the show, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry we met under these times, man. You know, rest in peace to Fresh Kid Ice. First and foremost, man, you know what I'm saying? What was your relationship like with Chris, man? And can you reflect on him and who he was and how you knew him?
Man, you know, first of all, you know what I'm saying? It is a hell of a loss, man. You know what I'm saying? When I finally got to meet Fresh, you know, look, I've been a fan of his work ever since when he was with 2 Live Crew. You know what I mean? And when I actually got a chance to meet him, you know, performing at Ybor City, you know what I'm saying? It was just a humbling experience, you know what I'm saying? Because he's a smart dude, man, and just humble. And he trusted a lot of people, man, you know what I'm saying? He was like, just like the old school, you're a man of your word, a handshake and a man of your word. That was all it took for him, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, just for him to be gone like this right now, man, it's just, yeah, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, man, you know what I'm saying? He's just gone too soon, man. You know what I mean? He's just gone too soon. There's so much that we had to do. There's so much that still needs to be done, you know what I mean?
Visionary. You know, he had a lot of stuff in motion. You know, because I know breaking glass ceilings was just the tip of the iceberg.
That was just scratching the surface.
That, right?
Yeah, he put my track on there. You know what I'm saying? And then once I submitted the track, well, I sent it to him and everything, and we got all that taken care of. then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, he was like, yo, you want to be part of the team? And I was like, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was an honor just for him personally to ask me to be part of the team. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, you just got to understand, man, being a fan of his work and you being an artist and, you know what I'm saying, you a visionary yourself, just to have somebody with that stature right there to be like, hey, he sees something in you, you know what I mean, to be like, yo, to rock with the team. You know what I mean? That was a big move right there for me, you know?
Yeah. Well, without a doubt, man, we had Fresh Kid Ice on many times, like long before I even came to the show. He was a friend of Scott and Mac J. As soon as I came, like, he welcomed me open arms. Like, he never treated me like I was a new guy or nothing. And we had him on when the compilation was dropped. And, like, JT Money and the Lynch Mob and Fame and Monster Songs, too. And every time we talked to Fresh Life and he was with Fame or Lonnie, like, you never got the vibe that those were, like, his artists or anything. Like, they seemed like they were just friends.
Family.
Like,
it was like, like family, yeah, he man. He treated us all like family.
Yeah, like, he wasn't the boss man or nothing like that. Like, they didn't, like, you know, I mean, like, they didn't act like that. They were, like, true friends. And that's, like, when he lost, like, when we lost him, I just, like, I don't know, I felt bad for everybody because, like, it hit me hard. And I know there was people that were really close to him that knew him for a lot longer than I have. And that whole team just seemed so tight with each other. Like, I could
you guys, only imagine how that's unified, and you're still carrying on the name and still repping for the homie, you know what I'm saying? And,
definitely.
Are there any plans
he had a vision. He had a vision. You know, he had a vision, and we're gonna keep that saga and that legacy alive. You know what I mean? I mean, he saw in each one of us. He saw himself. You know what I mean? So that's why, you know, we're like a family. You know what I'm saying? Family don't always get along and everything like that, but we a family. You know what I'm saying? And we gotta do what we gotta do for Fresh. You know what I mean? He did it for us, so we gotta continue moving on with it.
Yeah, you definitely hear Fresh Kid Ice and Monte Cristo's music and in Fame's music, like, you hear that influence. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could definitely feel that influence in there. And I was like, do you have any influence in your music from Fresh Kid Ice?
Yeah, I've got a few joints, man, that I haven't released yet, you know what I'm saying? Because I've got a couple of little shake-type joints, you know what I'm saying? Like, with that bass, that quad, you know what I'm saying? That's what I loved about him and what he did, you know what I'm saying? It's about having fun, you know what I'm saying? Enjoy it. Enjoy the moment. It wasn't all like, it wasn't work. It's not work when you got a passion for something you do, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got some new joints that's going to be coming out soon, and you're going to see that influence come out. It's just sad that I wasn't able to put, you know, more out earlier and everything, but, hey, like I said, I'm going to keep it moving for him, man. Everybody's going to see what's up.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. We'll always hold Fresh Kid Ice down on our part, and I know everybody on the Chinaman team will as well. So his name will be carried on forever, and I think that's one good thing is we know that he died knowing that his legacy is sick because he got enough people that will tell his story, and his name will always be here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, he's a pioneer, man. I mean, his name ain't never going to fade out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he stood up for, you know what I'm saying, our First Amendment rights for us artists to be able to say what we want to say in our records. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He did so much, man.
He fought for us and won. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Who could say they fought the government and won? You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Not many people at all. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, before that, he actually, you know, he served the military. You know what I'm saying? So he dealt with the government on many levels. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was standing up for the people or fighting for the people. I mean, the guy was unbelievable, man. I encourage people to go get his book, My Rise to Fame. It's a phenomenal read. Check out the review at UGSForLife.com. You know what I'm saying? But Bishop, what about you, man? You got a solo album in the works or something we can look forward to?
Yeah, man. I've got a solo project in the works. It's called One Mic and a Vision. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty much done with the album, but you know me, you know, I'm my own critic, my own worst critic. So I'm continuing to write because there may be some tracks I might want to replace or whatever. But yeah, man, I've got that one getting ready to drop. I'm not sure what date yet. You know what I'm saying? I haven't talked to find out what's up yet, but that's in the works. I got some more videos I'm going to drop too. You know what I mean? I've got a bars video out now. You know what I mean? I've got singles on iTunes and Spotify,
yeah,
and a couple other places.
You have a single that's doing pretty good somewhere, right? It's been on the charts for a while now, right?
Yeah. I did a track with the legendary Cocaine. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Cocaine, man.
Yeah, man, it's the G Funk era. Yeah, he blessed me with that joint right there, man. You know what I'm saying? And there's a pop station actually that I'm charting on with that track. You know what I mean? It's a mainstream pop station and shit. And I'm the only independent artist that actually, you know, hip hop that's on that station right there that's been charted. I was on number one for 6 weeks in a row. You know what I mean? Last month. Then all of a sudden, I'm still in rotation, and I just seen that I'm at number eight. So I'm like, well, damn, at least I'm still up on there. You know what I mean? That surprised the hell out of me.
We got a song, Guess Who's Back. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, Guess Who's Back, that's the one that's on the Breaking Glass Ceilings joint. Yeah, man.
Okay. Well, let's go to the break. Let's go to this one, man. Why don't you intro this for us, Bishop?
All right, the Guess Who's Back, man. It's from the Breaking Glass Ceilings joint, man. It's self-explanatory, man. I hope y'all enjoy this joint.
Definitely. We'll be right back with Bishop right here on Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah. It's your man, Bishop. Thank you for your patience. Let's get it.
I've been gone for a minute, but yo, guess who's back? It's your boy, Bishop G, and I'm here to say facts. Been a long time coming, but I'm here, so that's that. Cause I stayed up on my grizzly, put my label on the map. I've been gone for a minute, but yo, guess who's back? It's your boy, Bishop G, and I'm here to say facts. Been a long time coming, but I'm here, so that's that. Cause I stayed up on my grizzly, put the mob up on my back, you know what I mean? Been a long time with a strong grind, but I stayed on my hustle. People, they told me I was wasting my time, but now they muffled. All my life has been a struggle, but I've lived to see it through. I'm a product of my environment, so of course I'm making moves. As a youngin', I was never shown the way, but it's cool, cause it made me who I am, you see today. False moves, the only vision that I see that's on my plate. Cause it's all in or get out, and I'm shocking this game in a major way. I got tired of all the BS in the industry, these cats think they winning. Check my stats, boy, just believe it's only the beginning. Whatever, however, let's get it together. I'm with it. Bring it back to essence, lacking. Father, please forgive me. I've been gone for a minute, but yo, guess who's back? It's your boy, Bishop G, and I'm here to say facts. Been a long time coming, but I'm here, so that's that. Cause I stayed up on my grizzly, put my label on the map. I've been gone for a minute, but yo, guess who's back? It's your boy, Bishop G, and I'm here to say facts. Been a long time coming, but I'm here, so that's that. Cause I stayed up on my grizzly, put the mob up on my back, you know what I mean? I stay patiently waiting, play my position, but now it's go time. Feeling the hunger, gripping my ribs, but now it's showtime. No longer a vision, it's become a goal and I'm driven. Still dealing with hate, but nowadays you know that's just a given. It's true what they say, that people fear what they can't understand. But I'm focused and I'm self-made, see money don't make a man. I stayed on the course, some call me a boss, I stay work. Others losing, they lost, but watch me take off, and that's for certain. I vow to myself, never watch the next man's hustle. Just do what I do, and in due time, people gonna love you. Once I caught the attention, people notice the movement. Now I'm mobbing out across the globe as I do it. I've been gone for a minute, but yo, guess who's back? It's your boy, Bishop G, and I'm here to say facts. Been a long time coming, but I'm here, so that's that. Cause I stayed up on my grizzly, put my label on the map. I've been gone for a minute, but yo, guess who's back? It's your boy, Bishop G, and I'm here to say facts. Been a long time coming, but I'm here, so that's that. Cause I stayed up on my grizzly, put the mob up on my back, you know what I mean?
back by Bishop. That's off the Breaking Glass Ceilings compilation, available right now on Chinaman Records. Rest in peace, Fresh Kid Ice. We're back with Bishop. That's what I'm talking about right there, man.
Yeah, appreciate that.
That's not the one that's on the radio. You got another one with Cocaine that's getting some love on the radio right now, you said.
Yeah, it's called Looking Like She Wanna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Looking Like She Wanna, man. Oh, man. It's a long story, but short answer. Breezy F Baby, man, you know what I'm saying? She was my manager at the time, and she talks to Cocaine a lot. Well, I had a couple of beats, some West Coast tracks, you know what I'm saying, that I wanted to do a collab with somebody. And then so she hit him up, and I sent him three tracks. And then next thing I know, he sent me an email back, and he was like, yo, check that out. And I was like, damn. And he picked the one that I wanted, you know what I'm saying? It's got a lean back and candy shop type feel to it, you know what I mean? And shit's dope. You know what I mean? Shit's dope, man. I mean, they're rocking it down here in Miami on the radio stations, too. And, yeah, man, it's getting a lot of love, man.
And you got your own radio. You host your own radio show, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's called the Indie Movement on Tampa Bay FM.
Oh, okay.
It's a platform for indie artists, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm all about independence, man. I mean, we don't get the recognition that we really should get. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us get overlooked.
Yeah.
So I got a platform for that. And then I also got a new show that I'm getting ready to start on Monday. It's only for an hour. It's called The Chop Up. You know what I'm saying? It's where, you know, artists, they come on there. You know, they really get to let the people know who they are. You know what I'm saying? Unscripted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just boom, chop it up. Just like how we do here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
Tampa
man,
Bay,
I got a lot going on.
You got a lot.
Yeah,
I mean,
Tampa Bay FM.
The whole area,
yeah, man,
is a huge market.
Yeah, I'm from Virginia. You know, I'm from Virginia, bro. You know what I mean? So,
oh, okay.
So when I came down here to Florida, man, the love that I got, man, was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, doing festivals, you know what I'm saying? I've been on TV, actually, you know what I'm saying, too, with an interview, you know, with an energy drink that I was sponsoring and everything, you know what I mean? Well, endorsing, excuse me. You know what I mean? Man, Florida showed me nothing but love out here, man. So, you know, I just got to give the love back. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man. What are your thoughts on what's going on in Virginia right now, man, the whole Charlottesville thing, man?
Man, I got family out there, and it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but I had a feeling something going to pop off. Because, see, I was in the military myself, so, you know, I pay attention to a lot of things, you know what I mean? And I already knew. But with that situation that's popping off, man, it's like distracting us from a bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? It ain't never going to stop. We're always going to have tensions like that going on, but there's always a distraction from something bigger.
I thought the exact same thing, because whenever you have these white supremacists of the Klan, you ever notice that they cowardly hide behind barricades and police, hundreds of police. You know what I'm saying? You didn't see that. It was like there was nobody in between, you know what I'm saying, those jerks and then the people that were protesting them. So it was almost like they set up for a brawl to go down.
And,
yeah, that's what
happened.
And
I was just about to say that. It's like they had the go-ahead to do it, and it was like somebody got the memo to be like, look, we have nothing to do with it. Stay away from it. Turn your back to it. Let whatever's going to be. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, there's a conspiracy going on. I don't deal with conspiracy theories, but you already know that there's something bigger than what the media trying to make it look like. You know what I mean? That shit was set up.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, man. But back to the music, man. You getting ready to do, like, I know you're busy with the radio show and stuff, but you getting ready to do any, like, touring or anything like that, or hit the road?
That's kind of funny that you asked that, because, see, I'm also a CEO of my own company, Mob Out Entertainment. And, well, we got a lot of things lined up, you know what I'm saying? We got a 12-city tour that we got set up. You know what I'm saying? It's going to jump off in 2018. You know what I'm saying? So, got a lot of big things going on, man. As far as, like, me doing a few things as well, I'm gonna be all over the place, man. I mean, stay tuned. That's all I can say. I can't give no guaranteed dates right now, but I stay working, man. You know what I'm saying? This is a passion for me. So, for me to stay stagnant, man, that's just not my vocabulary.
Yeah, yeah, man. You are busy, man. You got a lot going on. And, Yo, I do appreciate you always
showing us love. Like, you repost everything that I post pretty much on Instagram. And,
oh, man. I support the real, man. You know what I'm saying?
Granted, man. Like, we really do appreciate that shit, man. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of people. You were the only person to ever, like, do that. Like, you have your own music and your own radio show. You got a lot going on. You were the only person that ever did that without asking for something in return. Like, we get that shit a lot where people share our shit, get us to know
them. And then they want a favor. Like, hey, do me this.
Like, you know what I mean? You never did that. You know what I mean? Like, I invited you on the show. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I figured, hey, man, you support the hell out of us. And, you know, you're doing a lot of things out there, man. I figured, might as well share our platform for the night and let you talk about what you got going on, man, because you're doing a lot, man. And we salute
you. Yeah. I wear a lot of hats, man, you know what I'm saying? But, see, it's because I like to stay busy, you know what I'm saying? And as far as, like, showing support, man, anybody will tell you I'm, like, one of the most supportive people you know. And I don't do it because I want something. I do it because it's for the love, you know what I mean? I mean, hell, that's how it was supposed to be. That's how it was anyway. You support each other. That's how a movement starts, you know what I mean? But when you start being selfish and you want something because of something, I'd rather not even deal with it, you know what I'm saying? That's just me personally.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, that shit gets you somewhere, too, man. You know what I mean? When you're not greedy and, you know, when you, like, care about the bigger picture and everything, man, like, I'm sure you've seen that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just being authentic. You've seen that it got you more places than, you know, being fake would have got you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real. And that's why I tell a lot of these cats, too, man, you know, because a lot of them hit me up, man. You know, they'd be like, yo, B. Because, you know, a lot of people, they value my opinion, you know what I mean? I'd be like, look, be original, man, and stay humble. You know what I'm saying? Just because you got blessed one day with something, man, don't get the big head about it. Just stay humble so that way you can continue to get these blessings coming to you, man. You know what I mean? Because not everybody is blessed in this game. A lot of people are buying their way into the game, you know what I mean? And I've noticed that with a lot of these new artists out here, man, money will get you at the table. $20,000 to $40,000 will get you at the table. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. No bullshit. But a humble person, man, you put on your grind, you know what I'm saying? Get your hands dirty, man. You know what I mean? Get your hands dirty. Get out there.
Yeah, like, you see, like, even if you look at, like, the mainstream level, like, you see the guys that end up being here for a long time are always the guys that are different from everybody else. But
exactly.
All the people that are trying to be like each other, they're here one day, and the next day you forget them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even...
That's
like,
real.
Salute guys that I'm not even really into, like the dude Chance the Rapper. Like,
right.
I don't really like that kind of music, but that dude separates himself from the pack, and he's always doing some dope shit with his money, like giving away money and shit.
He's doing a lot for the community. He's really involved, you know what I'm saying? And that's what you really want to do. You want to do stuff like that. Yeah, independently.
Yeah,
that's involved in
like that. 10 years from now, it really is.
Yeah.
And that guy will be here 10 years from now. You know what I mean? But
exactly.
All these guys that are, like, just mumbling and doing all their goofy shit on Instagram, like, man, those guys won't be here next year. And if they are, they'll just be a joke. You know,
and, that's only because they're thinking about that short-term money. Short-term money is easy to obtain, you know what I'm saying? But me, I'm in it for the long run, you know what I'm saying? I think longevity, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking of how I can give back, you know what I mean? And things that I can do. I'm always six steps ahead, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just planning and plotting and doing what I got to do and staying humble, you know what I mean? Straight up. I mean, just
humility.
It's just like I said. It's just crazy. The game is fucked up right now. Straight up, you know what I mean? It's fucked up right now because they're showing the wrong lesson to a lot of these independent cats that are young that are trying to come up. They're like, well, damn, if he can do this, then I can do it too. Quit following trends, man. You know what I'm saying? Set your own. Just stay in your own lane, man, and do what you do. Quit worrying about the next man because the next man he got somebody with fat pockets over there that's helping him do this cornball shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Like, you see so much fucked up shit. It's like, damn, man. Like, when's it going to turn? I keep hearing people saying, like, oh, man, it's going to change. It's going to go back to this or it's going to turn into this. It's like, man, I don't know. This bullshit's sticking around for a long time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
And what everybody got to understand too, the shit they listening to is not hip hop. You know what I mean? It's a subgenre, and there's subgenres in every genre. This is a subgenre. You know what I mean? So don't think that shit gonna stay around too long.
We always had shit like this. Like maybe it wasn't this bad, but I mean, we always had shit that we kind of knew wasn't gonna be here for a long time. Like remember when like the snap rap shit, like the, you know what I mean? Like
that D4L.
It was big for a year, man, and then like you can't even remember any of those guys now. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully,
right?
All these tumblers get out of here,
boys.
Man.
I think. You know, guys like that,
you know. You know what I'm saying? D4L with Shorty Lowe and all of them when they was doing all that, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Did you see that? You see that bullshit that Lil Uzi, he was talking about maybe in the next 3 years he might not be doing this no more. Bruh, your album's just a so-called album about to drop at midnight. You need to go ahead and disappear after this one's done. You know what I'm saying? And other cats need to follow suit with you. Because y'all giving us a bad name, honestly. I mean, to each his own, though. You know what I mean? I mean, they making money. You know what I'm saying? But
it
ain't
hip hop by itself.
Well, exactly, it's a subgenre.
I'm fine with like, you know, there's always been something in hip hop that I didn't like a certain subgenre or something like that. Which, I mean, that's always going to exist no matter what kind of music you like, but. I just thought that there's a design to only play the bullshit. Like, I've never heard the Cool G rap records. I never heard none of the Cool G rap records on any of these mainstream things. And none of those, none of the real shit that's out there. I didn't hear MCA and DJ Premier dropping album. I didn't hear none of those songs on the mainstream channels. You know what I mean?
We didn't even hear the Kind of Man Records compilation, man, Breaking Glass Ceilings. I mean, that should have been big news in the hip-hop world.
That should have been,
You know?
I mean, Rolling Stones put it in their magazine in the article they did right there, but that's as far as it's just like, damn, really? I mean, come on now. You know what I'm saying? What's up?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff out there that should be getting the light. And then, like, these mumble rappers, they disrespect, like,
disrespecting the old school,
shit.
The pioneers, the people that opened the doors and paved the ways for these cats to even do something. That's the part that really pisses me off. That's the part that pisses me off. I wouldn't be so upset with these cats, man, with what they did if it wasn't for the fact that they disrespecting the people that paved the way for them to be able to do what they do. You know what I mean? You're just disrespecting it. Like Lil Yachty, he said, man, I ain't got to sit up here and write 16 no more. That shit is old, man. If I want to get in the studio and just yah, whatever. I'm like, really? I'm like, come on, man. You just disrespected the craft that you making all this money from. Are you serious?
Yeah,
right
you know, it's piggy and shit.
This shit just killing me, man. It's killing me. I wouldn't mind if they showed respect to the pioneers in this game, man, then okay, you know, I'd probably be like, all right, do your thing, young nigga, do your thing.
Yeah, like
but,
you mentioned,
you know what I'm saying? But they ain't.
Yeah, like you mentioned D4L and Shorty Low, like when they were real popular, they weren't out there saying, like, man, we're better than Public Enemy. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
We knew what they were doing. We knew that shit wasn't going to be here forever. Like, it was something.
It was just something new.
For the club. And that was it. Like, no one really took it serious. You know what I mean? Now it's totally different, man. But I think one thing that's going to help, one thing that eventually, these people keep collaborating. Like, DJ Quick and Scarface are doing an EP together.
Yeah.
And MCA and DJ Premier, they want. And that shit's happening all over. And I think one of those records is going to pop and maybe turn it. You know what I mean? I'm loving
the fact that they are starting to come back. Yeah, I'm loving the fact they are starting to come back and do some collabs because they've been hidden.
They're going to be forced to play. That it's gonna, like, you know what I mean? There's going to be something that comes out that's so fucking good that it's going to blow up and the mainstream's just going to be forced to fuck with it. And I think that's how it will get turned back into the right direction.
You're right. Because right now it's pay to play. Yeah, because right now it's pay to play. And that's why you hear all this bullshit on the radio on you know what I'm saying, mainstream shit. I don't even listen to the radio no more, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm strictly independent and underground stations, man.
Yeah, and all those like radio stations, they say, oh, no, it's not pay to play. We just play what's hot. Like, no, you guys try to tell people what's hot. And it is.
Yeah, the program directors. I blame the program directors. And I love the DJs, but I'm starting to, you know what I'm saying, some of the DJs got to take the blame of this shit, too. You know what I mean? Because if they keep on spinning this bullshit, man, then it's going to get catchy to these people. They know what the true essence of hip-hop is. They know a good track when they hear it. They know a hot track when they hear it. They keep playing this bullshit because somebody slotted them a few dollars, man. Come on, man. Where's the integrity? Straight up.
Like,
where's the integrity?
Like World Star. Like, you'll see them release a video every once in a while. Man, that costs $750.
Exactly.
If you give WorldStar $750, it doesn't matter what you're talking about. Or what,
they're
going to
play your shit.
If you give them $750, they'll post it on their site and share it to all their social media. Like, that's pay to play. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They don't give a, like,
exactly.
WorldStar don't give a fuck what's good and what's not good. They don't give a fuck.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do right now. Why don't we give them some good music, you know what I'm saying, that's not pay-to-play. It's actual real dope independent music right here by Bishop. This one's called Famous, man. Why don't you tell us about this one, and we're going to come back and chop it up for a little bit more.
Yo, this is one of my favorite joints right there. I got to give a shout-out to my man, Mr. B-Easy out there, man. Straight up, man, for blessing me with the verse on here. Yo, man, Famous. I hope y'all enjoyed this joint. Myself and Mr. Be Easy. Let's get it.
Let's turn up.
Bishop right there. And I'll tell you what, Bishop, that one right there, that one's underground, but I think it had the appeal where it could cross over and do some damage in the mainstream. Anybody from that realm ever hear it and be like, hey, babe, we want to play it on our station? Anybody showing you love with it?
Yeah, man. I did that track, like, 2 years ago, man, and it took flight, man, for real. It seriously did. You know, and it's, like, one of my favorite collabs that I did, besides the one with Cocaine. Man, I've got a few collabs that I've done that I've put out for people, and they've all loved them, and radio stations, and even DJs have played them in the clubs and everything like that, too, man. So I've been blessed with this journey, man. That's all I can really say, and I'm humble with it, you know what I'm saying, but there's always more for me to do. I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, I've got my foot in the door yet, regardless everybody tells me I have, but that's just my work ethic, you know what I mean? But that song Famous right there, that right there, that's the shit right there. That's the one.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Definitely. But I'll tell you what, Bishop, it's been real as hell, and I definitely want to have you on again in the future. But before we get out of here tonight, I want to give you the floor, man, like I did the homie Dogmatic, man. Let everybody know the social media and just say whatever you feel, brother. The floor is all yours.
No doubt. I appreciate that. All right, world, what's up, man? It's your man, Bishop. You want to follow me on Twitter? It's Bishop974. On IG, it's Bishop420. If you want to check out my SoundCloud with all the bangers I got on there too, man, you know what I'm saying? It's Bishop420 as well. Also, for you indie artists out there, you know what I'm saying, you want to get in rotation on my show, The Indie Movement, it's theindiemovement17@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Make sure it's properly mixed and mastered. I take explicit and radio-edited tracks. You know what I mean? It's the movement, baby. It's what we do. You know what I'm saying? So fuck with me, man. Straight up. And, you know, and I want to give you guys a shout-out, man. Much respect for bringing me onto the show, man. Real talk.
We appreciate you, too, homie. For real.
Shining Man Records for life, baby. Team Fresh Kid Ice, man. We miss you, bro. But we know you watching us, man. Straight up.
Rest in peace, Fresh Kid Ice. And real shit, though, Bishop. I appreciate you, homie. And I'm glad we did this, man. You know what I mean?
Man, I am, too. And, I am, too, man. Anytime, man, you want me to come back through, man, let me know. When my new single drops, man, my new single, Style and Delivery, drops, I'm going to make sure I send that over to you. And I'll make sure I send you that track with me and the legendary Cocaine, too, man.
Yeah, man, send them my way, man. We'll definitely give them some play, man. So, especially Drummond and the mix show. And, you know, I'm sure I can show them love on my show. You know what I mean? We always got time to play a couple records and shit. So, yeah, man, send us some shit for sure.
I got you, man. No doubt.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. That's the Bishop of Chinaman Records, and shout out to the homie Dogbad and Kate Stone. Phenomenal double episode tonight, Pittsburgh, man. Thank you for setting this one up. Tomorrow night we got the Sleepwalkers, you know what I'm saying? They got a new album out right now, Secret of the Ooze, produced entirely by D-Tag, you know what I'm saying? Then next Wednesday we got
Brother
Paul, 3-6 Mafia, you know what I'm saying? Just keep it going, man.
Fred, real quick, Fred. Shout out to Brother Nick. He just dropped his album like yesterday or the day before. Also, D-Tag. But
D-Tag.
Yeah, no problem. New Brother Nick.
Yeah, that's available right now. 5 singles off the album are available. You know what I'm saying? Soldiers Only. Make sure you get that. Make sure you download that Dead Click album. Also get both of the DJ Red, UGS, FTI 2017, and the FTI Classic Mixtape Shopped and Screwed. Check out the Hip Hop Roundtable this Monday with Mac J. I know you got Mac J coming on. Interview one of our brothers, you know what I'm saying. Saturday, Underground Saturday Night. Sunday, Church of Reality. And the shit don't fucking stop, man. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. And shout out to you other motherfuckers out there that's chasing on the coattails and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even mad at you. I just, you know what I'm saying, you don't think you're going to mimic and copy what we're doing. Because we got decades on our side, you know what I'm saying? You just got to, you know, it's a little fanboy mentality on your side. Quit looking in the mirror,
quit trying to emulate other things and try to be things that you're not. Be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Do your own things. You know, I ain't shooting at no one in particular. I'm shooting at a lot of motherfuckers packing. I'm telling you, man, we've been doing this shit 5 years. Were there shows out prior to us? Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? But there's been a lot of shows that are mimicking and modeling themselves a little bit after us, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing, you know. Kind of flattering, I guess, at the end of the day, but the same token, you know what I'm saying, don't be lurking in the shadows trying to jock what we're doing, because we take this shit seriously. You know, this is something that we, like I said, these relationships we built took us years. A lot of this stuff isn't just something that just popped up overnight. This is something we've been doing for a real long time, so, you know, respect what we're doing. We respect what you're doing. Shout out to anybody doing this. You know,
fuck with it.
We'll remember, like Luther Campbell and them said, man, the ghetto style DJs, you will get fucked up by the UGS for life, motherfucking radio family, because we are all over the globe. We ain't just in one little nook and cranny in somebody's mama's basement. No, we're all over the place. We're everywhere. Fuck with us. Fuck with UGSforLife.com. We will see you guys tomorrow night with the Sleepwalkers, episode 437. We're out.